All right, let's dive into Drummond. We've got the novel itself, some interesting notes from the author, and even some extra insights directly from the author. So this is shaping up to be a really fascinating deep dive.
Definitely.
It's a coming-of-age story, but with the backdrop of marching band. And honestly, that's a lot more exciting than you might think at first glance.
It really is. The book goes way beyond just learning an instrument. It gets into that universal search for where we fit in, that need for belonging that we all have.
Exactly. And that's something that anyone can relate to, even if you've never played an instrument. So we've got Drummond, our main character. He's starting middle school and he's really drawn to music. He tries drums first, but there's this uncertainty, like a fear of not being good enough. And that leads him to explore other
Oh, I
instruments.
thought that was so relatable. It's like all of us at that age, right? You
Joe.
try different things, trying to figure out who you are and where you belong. And the book really doesn't shy away from those anxieties, especially within the world of the marching band's drumline.
Right, there's this almost mythical pit where drummers get sent if they're not good enough. It's like this looming threat that just feeds those insecurities.
Yeah, exactly. And that fear of the pit, it's more than just about musical skill. It represents that deeper fear of not being accepted, of being ostracized from the group.
Absolutely. And Drummond's already dealing with a lot personally, too. His parents are going through a
Oh,
divorce,
wow.
which adds this whole other layer of emotional weight to his story.
So he's navigating these two really different worlds, the upheaval at home and then the intensity and demands of marching band. And the way the author contrasts those two experiences, I thought it was just fascinating.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we've got this internal struggle, but thankfully Drummond's not alone. The people around him, especially in the band, become really crucial to his growth.
Totally agree, they're essential.
We've got Dwayne, the music teacher, who really guides him musically. And then there's Chelsea, a friend, and maybe even a potential love interest.
Oh.
And she introduces him to the world of wind instruments. I love how those two characters show different ways to support someone.
Yeah.
Dwayne's that steady, encouraging presence, while Chelsea represents that peer acceptance and the excitement of trying something new.
And then you've got Joel, the drumline leader, intense guy, maybe a bit intimidating at first, but he pushes Grumman to be his best.
Yeah. Joel's interesting because he's that tough love approach,
Right.
high expectations, but also there to guide and support when needed.
Absolutely. And then there's Danielle, the
Yeah.
bass drummer. She's so nurturing, so helpful. She takes Drummond under her wing, shares her expertise, gives some encouragement, and even practical tips. She's like the essential band mom figure.
I love that. And I think what makes the supporting characters so impactful is that they each reflect a different part of what Drummond needs to grow, not just musically, but personally too.
Yeah, I agree. And through those interactions, Drummond starts to find his place
Yeah.
within the band. It's structured, demanding, but ultimately a very supportive environment.
Right. And the novel does such a great job of bringing the whole marching band experience to life. It's not just background, it's almost like a character itself.
It really is. The author, using his own marching band background, manages to convey the intensity of rehearsals, the camaraderie, the pressure of performing. It's all there.
It really is. There's this one part where Drummond describes the bass drums as the support structure and the choreography as the fabric of the fantasy world. He really shows us how immersive that experience can be.
Yes, exactly. And that immersive quality is what pulls Drummond in, gives him that sense of belonging he's been looking for. Like he finds himself by losing himself in the music and that collective effort of the band.
So we have this interesting tension, right? Between the author's personal views and the way those views are subtly integrated into the story, it really makes you think about how our beliefs, whether religious or secular, shape our experiences and how we interact with the world.
And it makes you question whether those beliefs always line up with the values we say we have. Is there sometimes a disconnect between what we believe and how we actually live?
Now, one of the most fascinating parts of the novel is this contrast between Drummond's atheism and the almost religious devotion he develops for marching band.
Yeah, that's such a great observation. He's not just highlighting the contrast, he's using it to explore that human need for belonging, for purpose, for a sense of ritual and tradition, regardless of our religious beliefs.
Which leads to a really interesting question. Can something like marching band, with its structured practices, performances, shared goals, fulfill those needs in a way that's similar to organized religion?
That's what I found so thought-provoking about this book. It challenges us to think about the nature of belief and belonging. and whether those things are always defined by traditional religious structures.
So we've got this coming-of-age story, exploration of personal anxieties that search for belonging, and then this subtle but really thought-provoking commentary on societal norms and the very nature of belief. It's a lot to unpack.
It really is, and I think that's what makes it so compelling. It works on so many levels, offering something for everyone, whether you're into music, personal growth, or just a good story that gets you thinking.
Absolutely.
There's something here for everybody. And it's not just like the themes, you know?
Yeah.
The writing itself really brings the world of Marching Band to life.
Oh, absolutely. He doesn't just tell us about Drummond's journey. He makes us feel it. The metaphors he uses are incredible, like connecting the music to Drummond's emotions.
Yes. Like when Drummond describes his anxieties as visual staccato, that just captures the feeling perfectly, all that nervous energy.
Right.
It's amazing how he weaves those musical concepts into the story. Gives us a much deeper understanding of what Drummond's going through.
Totally. And he doesn't shy away from the technical side of marching band either, but he does it in a way that highlights the dedication and precision involved. It never feels like too much.
You remember that scene with Danielle, the bass drummer, when she's explaining how to mark parts in the sheet music?
Oh, yeah.
And she tells him to highlight the notes that fall in the C space, which is both a practical tip and a clever nod to Drummond being a C student.
Right. He has to work hard to achieve his goals, and those little moments of mentorship really make a difference.
Exactly. It reinforces that theme of community and support. Everyone's invested in each other's success.
Individual responsibility within a collective effort.
Absolutely.
And then there's that funny bit where Drummond's trying to use those drill charts to figure out where Chelsea is on the field.
Oh, yeah. I loved that.
It's so relatable, wanting to be near someone you care about.
It adds that touch of lightheartedness and shows how personal connections can intertwine with the group dynamic.
For sure. And the physical demands of marching band. The author doesn't shy away from the exhaustion, the aches, the sheer endurance it takes. But it shows what it takes to be part of that drumline.
Absolutely. And we also get a glimpse behind the scenes, you know, the uniform moms, the instructors, the volunteers. It takes a village.
A true team effort.
And then the climax. The first competition.
Yeah. Oh, the intimate.
The author builds the suspense so well. The nerves, the pep talks, the adrenaline.
I loved that scene where Drummond's standing on Bruce's shoulders, looking out over the competition field. Pure exhilaration, a real symbol of how far he's come.
And then, just before they go on, Chelsea runs up and gives him a high five.
Such a small gesture.
But so powerful, especially in that moment.
And then they're on the field, the music starts, and Drummond's completely in the zone.
He found his rhythm. Musically and personally.
It's such a triumphant moment.
All that hard work, all the doubts, he's found his place in the band and within himself.
And it doesn't end there. The author gives us glimpses into the future.
Right, like the state championship.
Contorts at their long-term success.
It's just the beginning for Drummond.
He's got his passion, his community, a path forward.
But the author keeps it real too, you know?
Yeah.
He talks about the pressure, the rivalry between schools, those point spreads that decide who wins and loses.
It's a reminder that even within this supportive community, there are still challenges. So we have this incredibly detailed and engaging story about the world of marching band, but it goes way beyond that. It's about finding yourself, the power of community, and challenging how we think about things.
And it's told in a way that's both insightful and entertaining, blending those personal experiences with philosophical questions.
About belief and belonging.
Exactly.
I think that's why this book resonates with people. It takes these universal themes and presents them in a unique way. It sticks with you long after you're done reading. You know, it's interesting how Drummond's journey with the band, it kind of mirrors that search for belonging that we all go through in different ways, of course, like through friendships, hobbies, our careers. We're all trying to find that thing that gives us a sense of purpose, of connection.
Right. And I think that's a big part of why people connect with this story. We've all had those times where we didn't fit in. Where we were searching for something to be passionate about. Drummond reminds us that it's okay to explore, try new things, even if it means facing those anxieties along the way.
Absolutely. And the book really highlights how important it is to have that support system during those times of exploration. Whether it's friends, family, or like Drummond's drumline, those connections matter.
They really do. And they don't always have to fit into those neat little boxes, you know. What's so interesting here is how the author puts Drummond's atheism right next to that almost religious devotion he has for marching band. It makes you rethink where we find meaning and belonging.
It really does. It's one of the most thought-provoking parts of the book. Can something like marching band, with its structure, shared goals, tradition, can it actually fulfill those needs, similar to religion?
It's a great question, one worth thinking about. The author seems to suggest that the need for belonging, purpose, even ritual, it goes beyond specific belief systems. We look for those things in all sorts of ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Religion, community groups, even music or sports.
It makes you think about the role of discipline and structure and how we grow, too. Drummond really thrives in that demanding drumline environment.
He does.
It pushes him musically, but also teaches him teamwork, perseverance, dedication.
It's not just about the music. It's about the values and life skills you learn along the way. Those can be incredibly powerful, shaping who we are.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Drummond, what are some of the key takeaways you think listeners should keep in mind?
Well, first, I think it reminds us that searching for belonging is universal. We all want that connection, that purpose, and it can show up in the most unexpected places.
Absolutely. And second, it shows how transformative passion and dedication can be. Finding something you're truly passionate about that challenges you, it can have a huge impact.
And lastly, I think it encourages us to question our assumptions about where we find meaning and fulfillment. It's not always about fitting into those expectations or traditional beliefs. Sometimes it's about making your own path and finding those unique experiences that resonate with you.
That's a great way to put it. It's been fantastic exploring Drummond with you. This book is so much more than just a coming-of-age story. It's a really thought-provoking look at human nature, the search for belonging, and the power of music to connect us to something bigger.
And for everyone listening, I highly recommend picking up a copy. Dive into this world. You might surprise yourself with what you find, not just about the characters, but about yourself too.
Great advice, and thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back soon with another exploration. Until then, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.